schools, you know, they say these are our discipline policies and everyone needs to follow them, and they sort of forget that not every student is the same, and you might need to have different policies, especially for kids with disabilities. And I think there's a lack of resources. You know, mm-hmm. In an ideal world, there would not be a social worker shared between five huge high schools, like trying to go from one school to the other and trying to meet with like all the kids they need and barely being able to do so. You know, it's not that social worker's fault if she's assigned to all these high schools and is trying to go back and forth and see all these kids. She might not be around when an emergency arises in one of the school buildings, mm-hmm. and an issue that maybe the social worker could have helped address might just blossom into this huge discipline problem. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe if the student had been sent to the social worker's office when he said something inappropriate, the social worker could have helped de-escalate behavior, and instead, you know, the deans or security guards were sent, and then it erupted into aggression. Mm-hmm. So I think a lot of it is a lack of resources and maybe a lack of knowledge, too. There are a lot of people in the high school settings who aren't necessarily educators. There are a lot of, like, moonlighting police officers or other security guards or people in the building who may not be aware that this particular student has a disability and you need to address him or her differently or be aware of what that student's rights are.